Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. This is one of the more well-known proverbs, and it is well-known for a reason. What a powerful picture of a sharpening effect of one person on another. I read this and I just think about people in my life who have made me a better person because of their influence in my life. Just think about those kind of people in your life, people who have had an influence on you that has helped you become a better person, that has helped you flourish in your life, that has sharpened you. And this verse invites us in one sense to thank God for those people. And then second, to pray that God would surround us with those kind of people and that God would help us to be these kind of people. Don't you want people in your life who, by being around them, they sharpen you, they help you flourish, they help you experience the life God has designed you to live? So pray for that. And then, don't you want to help other people flourish? Just look around at the people you will interact with today, and let's pray that God would use us to sharpen them, use us to encourage them, use us, our lives, our words, our interactions with them to help them flourish, help them experience the life that God has designed them to live. What a perspective to go into this day and each day saying, how can I sharpen other people? How can I be a benefit to other people through my influence in their life? So God, we praise you. We thank you for this sharpening picture in our lives through people you have provided in our lives. God, I thank you so much for all the names and faces, family members, friends, people in the church, followers of yours who have made such a profound influence on my life. God, thank you for them. God, we all thank you as we have different names and faces coming to our mind, and we pray, God, help us to surround ourselves with people like this. God, we pray that you would help us to not be influenced by those who are not leading us to flourish, but to be influenced by people who are leading us to experience life to the full in you. God, we pray for those kind of sharpening people in our lives. And God, we pray that you would help us to be those kind of people in others' lives. Today, God, we pray that you would help us to sharpen others. You'd help us to encourage others. You'd help us to build others up, to influence others in ways that lead them to experience life in you more as a result of being around us today. God, may it be so. Use our lives like that, with the people in our homes, people in our school, workplace, people in our neighborhoods, communities. God, we pray that you'd help us to be a good influence, helping others experience life in you. God, help us to share the gospel with people who don't know you today. What a sharpening picture that is. God, help us to share the good news of life in you. And God, we pray for the spread of the good news of life all around the world. Specifically today, we pray for this remote people group, the Mojirhe people of China in the Hunan Mountains, 6,700 of them in this remote area who've never heard, not been reached with the good news of your grace. God, we pray that you would raise up sharpening believers who will go and spread the gospel to the Mojirhe people of China, that they might flourish in you for all of eternity. God, may it be so, we pray. Pray all of this according to your word in Proverbs 27:17. In Jesus' name, amen.